The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Hello.
Hahn.
Damon Hahn Show. Dave.
Here we are. That's how it went.
That's a new opening. I like that.
Welcome to 2013.
2013, I like
did
to
we
say.
Do one already this year? I think so.
What?
Yeah, we already did, didn't we?
Okay. Well, welcome again. Why not?
Did we?
Come on in.
Go to the website and check, please.
No, thanks.
Welcome to the Dave and Hahn Show, Rumball Edition.
Episode
one. I just thought of that because there's a Rumball here I wasn't eating.
Episode 1-7. Don't eat that during the show. Just look at put
this.
That away.
Look at this, baby. This is... I got a napkin for it.
That is one dark Rumball.
The Rumball edition of the Dave and Hahn Show, which only happens whenever we have a Rumdoll. Rumdoll. This is a Rumdoll.
It looks like a giant
Timbit.
Should I have
more rum? Should I have rum? Is that... Or am I... Okay, restart? No. Let's keep going.
No.
So, can you just think for a moment while I have a drink whether this is the first episode... Are you checking that now?
Yeah, I'm going to check that right now.
Okay.
I
we're doing a little
think that
online
we did do another episode
within the last.
Okay, well, this relies on your internet.
Oh, now let's blame my internet.
No, our last show was December 5th.
Wow, welcome to 2013.
Yes,
lucky 2013.
We can't even remember when we did our last show
because it's been so long.
It's been
there was
so many battles,
an incident around New Year's,
so many tears
that basically prevented us from doing a show earlier. And I want to just, from the bottom of my heart, apologize to Natalie for causing a giant delay between the last episode and this one now that you're listening to.
So you admit that it was your fault. That's
no,
the first step.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
So I'm
we take
admitting
a step back?
That it was your fault among other people's fault.
So many people's feet were in your way.
Feet?
Steps.
Wow.
Welcome
to our final show.
E17, that's hard to believe. Have we really done 17 episodes?
No, we've done 16.
Okay.
Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
Let's just like...
Forget the bibble babble.
Right. Hahn, are you psychic?
You know I am, David.
No. I'm doing a test right now for the first time to see if you're a psychic.
Very well. The amazing Hahn is ready for your...
In my hands, for those of you who can't see, which is everyone but us, I'm holding 5 Zener ESP cards. Each one has a unique symbol on it.
But I can't see what's on them.
No, because only, like a regular card, like a playing card, only
just
on
like
one
in Ghostbusters.
Side, there's a back that you... What?
In Ghostbusters.
And I'm going to ask you a question, Hahn. I'm not even... You know what? I'm not going to look at it myself now. This is, we're double-blinding this, kind of, okay? Hahn, what is this?
Wavy lines.
Really?
Mm.
No, it was square.
Sometimes squares are wavy lines.
Is not psychic.
David, are you psychic?
Yes, I am.
Well, then. Then you, using your powers of psychonality, you should be able to tell me what this card
is. That is a circle.
It is... The square as well.
Wow, we were double squared this
double
week.
Double squared. That
double
bing,
squared
bing, bing, that's
squared
the...
to the power yeah. of 2.
So that's a cube.
All divided by the wavy lines.
A 4-dimensional cube.
Okay, here we are, yeah.
Okay.
Mucking about.
How many minutes have we used up?
3 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay.
We got to fill 58 more minutes.
All right. Shall we do our famous...
Yes, let's... Everyone at home is on their feet.
On their feet?
Squeezing their fists together, shaking them in a not threatening way, but a, like, exciting, anticipating way. Like, go, 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 do the favorite best segment.
Sounds like there's...
Some of them are pooing. I understand what you're saying.
It's very anxious sounding.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we're going to do our famous... Fakey 5. There we go. Shall I go first, I guess?
Well, your phone's lit up more.
Okay, well. So this is not topical.
Now, so far, I am 100% this year. Go on.
Yes. You're 100%.
I have not gotten any wrong in 2013.
True that.
What are the odds that, like, there's people listening to this from, like, 500 years in the future? Unlikely.
500 years?
Yeah. Well, 500 years plus. No, not forever. That's like 500 years to 1,000.
Well, if we upload this to Google, I expect it would be likely to that it'll be.
You think it'll online. Be likely?
Yeah, if it's on the Google.
On
the Google. Because I feel like Google or its equivalent will persist all internet stuff.
But who will actually listen? There'll be so much. I guess some.
I don't know. Maybe people will have like...
No, a computer will listen.
Well, a computer, but also like maybe people will have like 7 brains or whatever, so they can be listening to 7 things and they'll, someone will spend some time.
Laugh? Can computers laugh?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Haven't you seen Electric Dreams?
Fakey-fy.
So these are the list of countries
now in
listed
stereo
from 1 to 5.
And in 3D.
This is a list of countries by firearm-related death rate.
And in smell-o-vision. What?
These are list of countries by firearm-related death rate. So I'm going to read you the top 5.
Okay.
One of these.
So this is the fakey top 5, a new special type of fakey 5.
Well, this fakey 5 happens to be in order.
Okay, so there's nothing to guess. You're going to list me now. This is informational only.
No, one of them is wrong.
Oh, okay.
One of them is fake. One of them
is... So the top 4 are listed.
One of them is in the wrong order. But it's not... one of them is not does not belong in the, amongst these 5.
But it's still on the list.
Yeah, it's still
see,
on the list.
See, as usual, you can't come up with
but
a completely
it's like
creative...
a magnitude off. It's like
so
a magnitude off.
50th?
Anyway.
Is it at least 50th?
No.
No, because it's not at magnitude then.
It's like, okay, well, it's, magnitude is
oh,
like...
Oh, you're right. It could be at least 10, too. Yeah. 10 to 50? Is it between 10 and 50?
Yeah.
You better not be 11.
Number one. So these are list of countries by firearm-related deaths.
Hold on. List of countries ordered... You missed that word.
Ordered by firearm-related death rate.
Rate. Is that per capita or whatnot?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's in this case, it's by...
Can we say 8?
Per 100,000.
Per 100,000 people.
Per 100,000 people.
That does matter.
Why?
Because it's just... If it was
the order is still going to be the same.
No, if it was just an overall number, then...
No, it's not...
Okay, I'm just saying. So that's what matters.
It's not... Yeah.
Per 100,000 matters. Not,
it's the rate. I said rate.
Okay, fine. Did you?
Yes.
You want me to rewind?
No.
I can't,
I did say rate.
I can't rewind.
Because I read it word for word from
what
I'm
just warning you. I can't rewind.
Oh, 2013. Why? Okay. Number one, Colombia. Number two.
Okay, whoa. Let's go a little slower. Let me process a bit.
Okay.
Colombia. Okay.
It's a country. Number two, Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, El Salvador. You're going to see a trend here. Number four, Guatemala. And number five, Swaziland.
Swaziland. Okay. Since this is like the hardest one you've ever done.
Most difficult.
I'm trying to be sexual here.
I'm trying not to
I'm going to play a double mind game on you, and I already know the answer. No, that's not true. I already made my guess within the first few seconds.
Why?
I'm saying the first one is wrong. It's a fakey.
Why?
Go on.
You're right. But how did you know that?
Because, I don't know, I just felt that that's a good place to put it.
Oh. Well, do you have any ideas what the first one would have been? These are like most, well, 4 of these are South American countries.
And I assume the other one is South American?
No, it's Jamaica.
Whoa.
Jamaica is number one. Jamaica apparently is not very safe.
So my streak continues.
If you don't want to be killed by a firearm,
stay
Jamaica's
in the Asian
your,
states.
Yeah. I don't know.
But what would you be killed by if you went to the Asian states? Karaoke? My turn?
Sure.
So congratulations, me.
That
thank
is
you.
Wow, so you just picked it up from my...
I just felt... It wasn't a verbal cue.
It wasn't
just,
that you thought Colombia was
thought
actually
be,
safe.
No. I just thought... It just in my head, I thought, where would you put the fake in this particular list? And I thought number one was the choice.
Oh, wow. You read my zig.
Oh, I have to...
What?
You have to see.
It's a visual fakie five?
No, just for spelling, because it says, well, I'll read it out, okay, and then you can look and see the spellings. Make sure I actually spell them all correctly. Yes, okay. My fakie five, okay, hello, let's do this, ready?
Why are you distracted by my...
I thought you were playing on your phone, but it was actually up for some playing cards. Psychic cards. I thought you were, like, playing a game suddenly because I bored you.
Yes.
You were?
No.
My Ficky Five are unfortunate real names. So these are...
How did you pick... Okay.
Hilarious real names. Now, like...
Did you go to Facebook?
No. This is, like, a website that had, like, top 13 unfortunate real names, whatever. And they have kind of, like, a screenshot of, like, some sort of documentation. Although it's not... may be fake, but this is just four of these were on the list, and one I completely made up.
It wasn't on the list at all anywhere.
No.
Are these all Asians?
I won't lie to you.
Because it doesn't help that there's Wangs and Wongs.
Don't worry, we'll get there in a second.
Woos.
Cox. Then Googled the one I made up to make sure that it's like literally not on the internet right now. That's not true, actually. It's not a fake name.
Okay, just read them.
And I'm going to show you this after so you can see the spellings.
Okay, I understand.
Number one, Chew Cock.
Okay, yeah, that's Asian.
Number two, Filet Mignon. Mignon is with a Y, you'll see in a second. Number three, Batman Bin Superman. Number four, BJ Coppeldick. And number five, Anus Brown. So here's the spellings. Please look.
So one of these is fake.
Yes. I'll read them again.
Oh, dear.
Those,
I am sorry.
Those playing at home. Chew Cock, Filet Mignon, Batman Bin Superman, BJ Cobbledick, and Anus Brown.
Batman Bin Superman.
Yeah, Superman.
Now, just... The Supar is not super, but
right,
S-U-P-A-R.
Cock is K-O-K. Mignon is M-I-N-Y-O-N. Cobbledick is Cobbledick. And Anus is A-Y-N-U-S. A-Y-U-N-S. A-Y-N-U-S.
I'm originally attracted to Anus Brown. Not attracted to, but drawn to.
Okay, that's worse.
As the one that you would pick as fake. But, or you would make up. But I'm going to say Batman Bin Superman is fake.
Wrong. It's Anus Brown.
Oh, yes! No! Why did I not trust my instinct? Oh, people.
And if you Google that exactly as spelled, it does not exist on the internet. So, I have a perfect record for 2013,
yes.
And Han has not once got any right.
David?
Yes?
Would you rather...
What?
Get $1 every time you farted, but...
Okay, hold on. I heard duck alert. What'd you say? Say it slower. Okay, what? Get...
$1.
Oh, dollar.
Every time you farted.
Okay.
But it is tweeted. So a tweet goes out
so
every
David
time...
So David farted and earned a dollar. That would keep...
It would describe the fart.
What do you mean describe it?
It would describe it. Someone has to be, like, listening for your farts.
I don't understand what you mean. So I have to have someone always around me?
Yeah.
But how is it described? Like the odor level? You know, just
everything. Whatever. It's a comedian. Some comedian is going to describe it.
So I have to live with a comedian?
Yeah. You don't have to pay
for
them.
$1. Okay, go on. I'm ready now for the second one.
You got $10 for every 30 minutes of bathing.
What?
You got $10.
Does a comedian have to watch this too?
No, it's just... No, there's some system in place.
A special tub.
I don't know.
Okay, so if I bathe for 31 minutes...
You got $10 and you say that 1 minute would roll over into your next allotment.
This is your wackiest, would you rather, easily. Okay. Now, it's worth it just to live with a comedian, I think.
Well, he's not there for your benefit. He's just doing tweets.
But still, I'm saying, the way it works out, he has to be always there. We could write a script together or something.
Oh, so you just want to leech off this?
Yeah. So I'm going
to... Okay, well, let's say the comedian's in both case scenarios. I don't want that to be the impending factor. The deciding factor.
What would my Twitter name be for this fart thing?
I don't know. D Noble Flatulence.
So, I don't want to really punish a comedian by having them to know that I farted the hard way.
By them experiencing it?
I wouldn't make a lot of money in either case. So rather,
that's
I'm going to be living with a comedian.
In both cases.
So I'll go with the bath one because I won't even take baths. I'm not even a, like, I don't take baths. I would never take from 30 minutes.
No, you could save it. If you only do like 10 minutes, then it's banked indefinitely.
So the comedian would see me nude? Or would just be out, like...
It could be a trust system.
Could be a combination of bathtub sensor and...
It could be a trust
witness.
System. And we'll say if you fart in the bathroom, he's not in the bathroom with you.
Okay, I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay, fine.
The bathtub one.
Okay. It seems like you're so fixated on the comedian part rather than the actual...
Well, an opportunity presented itself where I could take advantage of the rules of the would you rather, and I did.
And you whittled it down to its...
No, but in a summary, I didn't want to always be farting in front of a comedian and having to have to smell him and stuff, so... Right. I'm almost doing a service for Will
because
Arnett.
The money is not enough for you.
Is it Will Arnett? Just tell me right now.
The money isn't enough for you to make a choice either way.
Exactly.
But I guess the whole point I tried to make was that the money should be approximately the same.
Do you think I fart 10 times every 30 minutes?
No, that's not how it works. What?
I know.
All right. Do you have a would you rather for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Han...
Yes.
Would you rather?
No.
Okay. What else you got?
No.
Would you rather live 50 more years normally?
Mm.
So you're going to die in 50 years, say.
Possibly.
Actually, say you know when you're going to die. So would you rather live that amount of time normally? Okay. Which you're already going to do.
Yeah.
Or...
So, wait. Okay. You said, would you rather live the normal amount of time?
You kind of just have to know how long you're going to live
for
this.
So there's no 50 years. You just threw that out, but you pulled
it
back.
Yeah, I just picked a random... that might be right, eh?
Okay.
You know.
So live another 50 years from now.
The way you're eating.
Not add another 50 years on top of that.
No. Well, that's what the next one is in a second.
Okay.
So let's assume you're going to live 50 years.
Okay.
Or live 100 more years in a room, cut off from society, okay? You get, you know, food, there's a washroom in there, you get all the comforts, kind of. Like, you just get...
Do I get to meet people?
No. You don't... There's no people. You have TV and internet.
No. I would rather not. No.
You just can't communicate outside. You can only take information... So, you've already chosen just the regular life, right?
So, food, I can enjoy anything.
Yeah, you can pick what you want to eat. It's very comfortable. It's like
so, I don't have to work?
No. It's like a hotel room, almost, like with all the comforts.
But I never get to meet anyone.
You don't get to...
There's no human...
You will not interact physically with anyone.
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Okay. So, you choose neither and want to die right now.
Thank you.
So you picked just living your life normally.
Yeah.
Done. This is the first time I can give you the would you rather.
I feel like this isn't that normal.
Okay.
Do you have another segment? Maybe you can swing to?
You're just leading this one.
Oh, really?
Let's do something new right now. Ready? Let's do a new segment called Surprise Unanticipated Chat.
About what?
I don't know. We got to decide right now. We have only a limited amount of time before people at home get bored and turn this off.
Well, I don't know. 3 months have passed since our last episode. What? Wait, December? January? February? Yeah, March. 3 months. And what have we done in that time?
Well, we don't want to talk about our personal lives too much.
No.
There was that meteor in China.
Russia?
Russia.
Yes.
That's the one of the Russian people. Yeah, okay. Okay, next segment.
Okay. Do you have a... Well, maybe I can do my bookie look since you're so...
Bookie look.
I am... I'm currently reading. So this is not a book I finished.
Lucky book. What?
The Blind Watchmaker by Richard Dawkins.
The Blind Watchmaker?
Yeah.
Is this nonfiction?
Nonfiction. I picked it up at TAM 2011? TAM 9, anyway.
Bookie look.
Did you read that book?
No.
You don't like Richard Dawkins?
Well,
you don't like reading.
That's certainly not correct.
You don't like?
That's pretty accurate, but...
Okay.
No, I usually read fiction. I don't read nonfiction a lot. I didn't really like The God Delusion. I didn't really like The God Delusion or the God Is Not Cool. What's it called?
God Is Not Great by Hitchens? Great. That's a different writer.
I understand. I'm just saying, both those types of books, I don't know.
But this is not about God.
They're boring. I don't know.
This one's about evolution and biology.
I like the two authors. You know, I'm big fans of Richard Dawkins and the late Christopher Hitchens. Do I know what I'm talking about?
Well, he'll be here shortly, but he does take his time.
That is in very poor taste.
Is it?
Carl Sagan's coming here, though.
Huh?
Ooh. Goodbye, everybody! What? I didn't really... So, I probably wouldn't be too keen on this book you're about to say. So, The Blind Watchmaker is about... Can you build a watch with no sight?
Yes, and it turns out that you can't. Yeah, if you are given millions of years to do it.
Describe the book, please, as I enjoy this rumble a bit.
I have to admit, I've only read about a third of the book. It's like, I don't know, 400 plus pages, and I've read about 150, a little over that. What is going on with David? He is gorging on that rum ball. I mean the rum doll. And it looks like... it's actually... I'm really enjoying it. And you know what? I bought the book in 2011, and I have so many books, and I'm just... Because there's so many, I'm just very slow at reading them. I actually keep
going back to other books. Hold on, I wasn't paying attention. What's it about?
Are you muted or not
muted? I'm now unmuted.
What's it about? It's an argument... For evolution, essentially.
Okay, evolution.
Yeah, it's about evolution. It's about biology. It's about...
Because the apes made watches and only intelligent beings... I understand totally.
Yeah. So I got the book in 2011. I just started reading it because CFI is actually having a book club. And I decided, you know what? If they're going to start reading it, I want to see if I can go. And I can tell you about that later. I went to the book club.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, CFI. Center for I.
Insanity. I'm like flipping on and off my mute. I'm going to get it opposite soon, and you won't hear the next 45 minutes.
But anyway, so back to the book. I really, really like it. It's such a good book. It's like, I want to read it right now. It's very dense in terms of like...
You have to be dense to read it?
No, it's like a tent, but dense. I don't know.
Stop.
Okay. But I am really enjoying it. It's a real enjoyable read, and it's surprising that he wrote,
Hold on. Let me just interrupt 1 second. Is it inappropriate at this moment to ask Amanda what she's wearing?
Who?
Amanda.
Amanda who?
I don't know. Hug and Kiss? Was her name not Amanda? Natalie, sorry. Natalie. From our viewer mail segment we're doing later.
Oh.
Viewer mail? Listener
Why'd
mail.
Why'd you say Amanda? That's not her name.
Okay, well, I made a mistake.
Just stop.
I made a mistake. Okay.
You and your rum ball, man. Okay,
there's a lot
of
rum in this, I'll tell you right now.
Well, you're scaring away our soul fan.
No, I'm sorry. You describing this book for 6 hours is what's scaring
what?
Away.
I didn't even start.
There's Ryan, too. Let's not say our soul. Let's say our pair of listeners. Should we introduce them?
It's a really good book. I really enjoy it. If you want to like learn a little bit of biology and about evolution without having to read Origin of the Species, I really suggest reading this book. It's interesting that it was written in 1986, which is like so long ago.
That was before Evolution.
And so much stuff has like come to light since then. So the book does date itself. But even so,
no,
it's still very entertaining.
Should we introduce Ryan
and as
Natalie?
A programmer, it's really interesting some of the stuff he talks about. Because anyway, if you're a programmer, I feel like you'll get that extra oomph from the book because he does talk like about programming.
Okay, and if you are Natalie, just send us an email and let us know your
marital
status.
Why are you fixated on this
marital status?
Poor woman who sent us a
she's not
email
poor.
Appreciating...
She's very rich, both intellectually and satisfactorically, because
okay, well,
she
anyway,
listens to our podcast.
That's my bookie look.
She listened to our podcast.
Do you have a segment that you'd like to get into?
Why was a hostility?
What's hostile?
Okay,
are you talking
I have
about
a bookie
gun?
Look, too. Good one. The Legend of Broken.
Broken Sentences?
Period. What? That's the book I just read before the current book I'm reading now, and it is from Caleb Carr. Caleb?
Caleb.
Caleb Carr wrote these books like 15 years ago, I'm guessing, called The Alienist and then Angel of Darkness. And they were like serial killer mystery books set in New York around the 1900s, the early like 1900 to 1910 or something. Or God, if Caleb listens to this, he'll get mad at me. They were amazing books. They were like very highly regarded, like super top sellers.
Why?
One was a sequel, kind of, I think. I think it was a sequel.
Why are they so good?
They were just like big books, 800 pages, and they were just
a lot
very.
Of words.
They were great books. Great books. The story was great. Very captivating.
But they're fiction. They're alternative history, or
no?
What?
It's just.
It's just a story set in that time.
Yeah,
period.
And it was kind of like the first time like a guy kind of used.
Words to describe his feelings?
Like detection. Like it was kind of like the beginning of.
What?
Of like forensics and stuff. Like it was the beginning of modern forensic science. I could be remembering it totally wrong.
Is that.
It might be about
after,
like
or
ducks. I don't know. That was the worst analogy ever.
So are you talking about that book or the other book?
No, I'm leading up to. Okay. So then he wrote these. So Caleb Carr wrote these great books. Then there was a little pause. Years later, he started writing. He wrote some books that were, in my opinion, not as good as those originals. Killing Time, I think, was the next one. It was a hokey, weirdo book about time travel or the future or something. It was really short, too. The other ones were, like, really big. And then he
so
wrote...
So length is important to you.
I think so. And girth. And then he wrote... A short book called The Italian Secretary, which I liked. It was a Sherlock Holmes...
Italian Secretary, you say?
It was a official, like a... What's the word when someone gives permission? Whatever. The Sherlock Holmes Foundation.
Okay. Endorsed.
Endorsed, whatever. Approved. And it was good, but it was short.
Endorsed.
And then... After that, like now, like 10 years have passed, and there's or 8 years, no books. So we thought, like, oh, poor Caleb, probably in the streets, doing drugs. I don't know. But then out of the blue comes The Legend of Broken, which is a completely. First of all, it's like 800 pages or 700 pages. It's a really big book.
Back to length.
It's completely unrelated, and it's a fantasy novel. It's an epic fantasy historical novel that was really, really good.
Like with elves and dwarves?
There was short people. They were kind of dwarves. They were called the Bane. It's supposed to be set in real time, on Earth, like in Germany region. Like there was some sort of city on a mountain.
Germans are
in 1500s or 1400s. I don't know how the hundreds work. 1500s. That's not different than century. Like 1500s. So it's kind of someone found a manuscript about the explanation of some sort of historical location in Germany. So it's supposed to be actually have happened, but it's a fantasy novel. Although,
so it's alternate history.
No, it's like. In theory, it could have happened.
Okay.
I think it's the first of a trilogy, too. So, because I think it starts off by saying, it's all wiped out.
So
we don't know why the whole area was wiped out. Because by the end of the book, nothing was really wiped out. It's still there. So I think at the end of the trilogy, so it's not alternate. It's supposed to be
So this is totally separate from the other things.
Yeah.
If I was interested in reading a good book, you could just suggest this to me.
Well, this or The Alienist and Angel of Darkness.
Okay.
But this I really liked. It was such a... I love the characters. It was... I couldn't put it down. I just loved it
okay,
so much.
Okay, so it seems like you're raving about this. Is this guy...
I am raving about it.
Like, as an author, he is highly now... ranked in your author
well,
list?
Well, he was already highly ranked. I just didn't like Killing Time. Whatever. Just the first two books and so this latest book are like king of the books.
His first two books and the latest book.
Yeah. Okay. And I think this one's supposed to be the first of a trilogy, and it's just great. So I totally recommend it. I recommend you read it.
Unlikely, but okay.
So that's my bookie look.
Nice.
Copyright 2013, David Hahn Show Industries.
Ooh. Thank you. So I'm going to do In My Society, but I'm worried that I've done this In My Society before. So if I have, I want you to stop it immediately.
Well, I have really bad memory, so I wouldn't even know, unless by some fluke.
You might recognize okay. my sentiment here.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
So In My Society...
Now, when are we going to have this society?
It could happen as soon as Rob Ford is out of office.
So you are going to run for mayor?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I'll run for mayor. Well, how much does it
cost? Is that a promise?
Yeah.
Are you going to submit your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, does it cost money?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to submit it.
What's the maximum amount you would spend?
$200. But that's just the submittal. Are we willing to spend
submission?
More? Submission. I would be willing to spend more on like campaigning.
Would you have to? You know, you'd have to quit your job.
Why?
If you became mayor.
If I became mayor, I would consider quitting my job. Or
no, what do you mean you would
suspending.
Consider? You would have to.
Why? Can't I just hold a position there?
You can't. You're going to be mayor.
Okay. Well. All right. So I'll work something out.
You're gonna go on leave.
I'll go on leave for 4 years or 2 years or whatever.
Okay. So if the application to be in the running for mayor is $200 or less, you're promising you will
run for mayor.
Okay.
On the condition that you vote for me.
Okay. I will vote for you.
Yeah. You're here first, folks.
I might not vote for what I think would be the best candidate, but I'm going to vote for him under that condition. Okay.
In my society, this aside.
Hold on. So you're going to do this, right?
Yeah.
If the conditions are met.
Well, it's not for another 2 years, but okay.
What, are you hoping to die before then or something?
No, but I'm just saying Rob Ford is still going to mayor for that time period.
Okay, go on, please.
There would be tax incentives for companies that started their workday at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. as opposed to 9 a.m. So this is...
I'll choose 10 a.m., but go on.
8 a.m. or 10 a.m. What this does is, like, this is a measure to help spread traffic over more hours rather than everyone trying to get to work at the same time, which is ostensibly 9 a.m., and leaving at work at 5 p.m.
So what are you fixing here?
So I'm trying to alleviate the traffic issues.
So the traffic buildup of
traffic
cars
problems,
and stuff.
Yeah. Because Toronto in particular has a very peculiar traffic issue, which is we only have a certain number of highways, and they're very poorly designed, and there's a lot of...
How is the 401 poorly designed? It runs east through west through our city.
I know, but it's not enough. It's obviously not enough. There's a lot of people in the central corridor who want to go, like, the 401.
So there's not enough. It's not. I don't think the 401 is poorly
there
designed.
There needs to be more.
When the 401 was made, it was cleverly designed.
No, it wasn't, because it was also made all curvy when it didn't have to be. If you remember ever driving along the highway. It was made that way to, like, make people slow down, but that's not very efficient. They actually have to drive much
farther. Why was it made for people to slow down? Where'd you get this information from?
Just read about the history of the highways in Toronto.
So at the time they made it...
They purposely made it curvy.
Okay, to slow people down, which was wrong at the time.
Well, maybe they had the right idea, but they had a lot of ideas to have other highways added, which such as the Allen Expressway. We're getting into some technical details, but anyway, the Allen Expressway was supposed to go all the way to the downtown core, but then certain lobbyists were prevented that from happening. So there's very few alternatives to getting downtown.
Anyway, so in your society, you're going to run for mayor. No, that's not your point.
In my society, I would
rush
spread
out. There's two the start rush hours. Times.
There's three start times, in fact.
Oh,
so instead of just
one?
9 a.m., there'll be 8 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10 a.m.
Now, what would this blow your mind if I said that that already is the case?
Well, in a way, it is the case.
Would you make it law that after... Is there
no.
a quota for each
there's
time?
There's not a quota. It's just there's incentives or just some
what
way...
What kind of incentive?
I don't know. Your business would get... I don't know. I don't know how that would work, number-wise. I'm just saying that there should be incentives to make it happen.
I'm just curious what kind of incentive, like a financial, like a
yeah,
monetary?
A financial tax incentive. Like, you'd be charged less business tax or whatever.
Okay. Wow, you would, wow. Talk about turning society on its head. Is that a phrase?
I realize it would have repercussions for... transit, as well as people like their evening lives, because some people are going to end up, you know, getting home after 7 or 8 o'clock, perhaps even. But on the other hand, people will get home faster. In theory, quite a bit faster.
Okay.
So less people will be spending time in commuting. Less people will be spending less time in traffic.
Okay,
that's in my society. Do you have a segment you'd like to? In fact, I'm. Imploring you to.
Well, I think I have it in my society.
Well, why not speak it?
It's not going to be good. Okay. In my society, McDonald's barbecue sauce would be free if you don't take ketchup. Because right now they charge you 10 cents whether you like they give you the ketchup and then it's 10 cents for barbecue sauce. But not in my society. In my society, if you forgo the ketchup, you get free barbecue sauce.
Is that a policy at every McDonald's or just like certain ones where they're just like, I think I get extra 10 cents out of this guy.
Let me think here. No, it's global. Even
Sorry,
though
out of
my
the schmutz.
Society, what's the scope of our society?
Well, it's as large as you want it. That's society.
Okay, my society is worldwide and that would apply worldwide.
So right now they charge people extra for barbecue sauce, but... Unless you're getting Chicken McNuggets.
Right.
In which case, you have free range of your sauces.
Well, you get...
Free range.
There is a rule. I think you can get up to 3 for 10 nuggets. But this is not really the point. The point is, you should get a free choice of free ketchup or free barbecue sauce.
So
I like to use barbecue sauce with my fries, by the way. That's what I like it with.
So, do you prefer... Now, here's the question, because I know... Wendy's has a really nice barbecue sauce. I really like their barbecue sauce. Do you prefer Wendy's barbecue sauce over McDonald's? Like
I prefer McDonald's barbecue sauce because that's the one I grew up with.
I see.
And the Canadian barbecue sauce and the American are different. The American barbecue sauce is basically Wendy's barbecue sauce. Canada's McDonald's barbecue sauce is a different.
Yeah, Canada
beast.
Actually has a lot of sweeter flavors.
It is sweeter. Yeah,
they have a lot more. All their like.
Because we're a sweet country, right?
And ketchup and stuff is generally sweeter. Now, here's the question. Is this a new policy of theirs?
No.
Or has this been around for a while?
It is semi-new. I'd say 15 years ago to 10 years ago it started.
Do you think they're losing money on barbecue sauce?
I think at one point the decision to charge 10 cents was financially based.
Interesting. So in your society, it would be free?
Yeah, but you can't get both. If you want ketchup too, then the barbecue sauce is 10 cents. I'm not going to use ketchup. I'm just going to use barbecue sauce. So I don't want
those little
packets.
Packets.
Yeah. Let me do one of my segments that you don't do, which is wise.
What?
We have my famous celebrity quote and dangerous wager.
Oh, yes.
I'm giving you a choice of which one you want to do first.
Celebrity quote.
Okay. There's a theme.
Yes.
And you will know what the theme is by me saying the quote. Ready?
Okay.
Bond was escapism, but not meant to be imitated in real life. Yes, James Bond is the theme, and one James Bond said that.
So you stopped the quote. You're not just speaking as you.
No, the quote is, Bond was escapism, but not meant to be imitated in real life. Who said that? Sean Connery, Roger Moore, or Timothy Dalton?
Sean Connery.
Wrong. It was Roger Moore.
Ugh!
Now, let's continue with Roger Moore for my dangerous wager. See how I'm linking the two exciting... Based on our votes online, the most preferred segments after Fakie 5 are these two. I'm making that up. Sorry, Natalie. I like to joke around once in a while.
Don't address her again.
Sorry, Ryan. Ryan is... I think we should maybe just introduce them. Just... Dangerous wager. So here's again. If you can answer my dangerous wager...
What the hell?
Someone came online. I should really close that. If you can answer my dangerous wager, I have to give you $1 million, and there's no way for me to get out of this. There's witnesses.
I assume you mean answer correctly.
What did I say?
You just said answer.
Yeah, answer correctly, please. That's part of it. Okay, and now this is the closest chance you will get, because previous shows, I've designed them to be almost literally impossible. But here's one where you might guess and then win $1 million.
Okay.
You excited?
Yeah.
Natalie, you excited? Ryan? Okay. This wager is, I'm going to list three movies that Roger Moore, Bond movies, Roger Moore was in, and you just have to tell me how much he was paid.
Whoa. What am I doing for one movie?
What are you doing on your phone right now? You're typing something? You're mucking about?
I just want to check something.
You're looking it up. Give me that.
No, I'm not.
Put that away.
I'm not looking.
Put
it
that
up.
Around right now. No, until the danger. Stop it. Flip that
okay.
over. Until danger wager is done.
Well, I wasn't looking it up, so I'm sorry that I incited okay. this riot.
Ready? So yeah, I'm gonna list three movies. For each one, you gotta tell me how much Roger Moore was paid to be the actor of the movie.
Are you gonna tell me the year the movie was released?
No, I'm not. Live and Let Die. Number one. Go.
For who? Well, who's the actor?
Roger Moore. Who was James Bond?
How much he was paid to star in Live and
yes.
Let Die? How close do I have to be?
Exact.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Actually, exact. But it's in the millions, and it's a unit of millions. All of them. All of them.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean? I made it, like, so easy.
Okay. I don't know. 3 million?
No, okay. Thank God. That was close. That was he got $1 million for Live and Let Die, $4 million for Moonraker, and then $3 million for Your Eyes Only. But if for some reason you got those three, I would have put the for Your Eyes Only. It was also 5% U.S. profit, but you didn't get the first one right, so we didn't have to worry about that. I survived another. Dangerous wager.
That's good that you told me the millions. Well, you helped me out because I was going to, like, initially say 200,000.
Okay, so, well, I want you to win $1 million in this. I just can't make it too easy.
I want to win $1 million. Okay.
Okay. This is a good episode, eh?
Yeah. So far. Well, we've been holding this episode impulse for 3 months, and now we're just letting it all out.
That's disgusting.
We've been building it up.
That's perverted.
And now it's been discharged.
Now someone has to clean up.
I have a new word or phrase, but I will say that it's not... my sister and I actually came up with it.
I don't know if this is allowed.
Okay.
Okay. It's not the day
and
Han's sister show.
Whatever.
Should it be?
No.
Okay.
The word or phrase is broski beat.
Broski beat.
So this is a play on the
Bronski beat.
Yeah, Bronski beat. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I was looking up. Bronski beat. So they're like a 1980s synth pop band who did Small Town Boy. That's their famous
song.
It's
a small town boy. Na 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 na. That's the wrong song.
No. So they're known for that one single. I don't know if they have other ones. I feel like they're a one-hit wonder, but they probably have a bunch of other songs. Anyway, the term is broski beat. And the broski beat is when bros, you know, go around from club to club looking for a club that's hot with a lot of hot ladies.
So can you use it in a sentence?
Guys, yeah, it's like, hey, check it out. Some guys are on the broski beat. Those guys are on the broski beat.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you could say, like, here are some guys on the broski beat who come into your bar. And, like, they obviously are just, like, looking for the hottest women. And they'll just leave if they don't see any.
So you've done this a lot of times.
I may have walked the broski beat. Once in my youth.
Okay. Well,
once or twice in my youth.
We'll let time tell.
So that's my new word or phrase, although I came up with it with my sister. She's the one who probably...
So she deserves more of the credit.
I think she actually came up with it. I just happened to be there to record
it. Okay, so this is very violating the rules of this segment.
Okay, do you have a...
Yes. My new word or phrase, which I came up with entirely myself... is a word to describe balls, like testicles. It's a slang term for testicles.
I feel like balls is already perfect, but okay.
Really? You think balls is perfect for that? Not nuts or...
Nuts is actually a very good
Jimmy's. My word is snubblies.
Don't care for it.
Oh, look, you just got kicked in the snubblies.
So, this is for British people.
No. How about this? Oh, look! He got kicked in the snubblies! That's kind of British at the end. Anyways, maybe you have to be... It sounds British no matter how who says it.
Snubblies.
Okay, you're Korean.
British, right?
Say snubblies. Go.
What? In a Korean accent? Or?
Okay.
Snubblies.
It's British. Okay, let's limit it to the UK.
Oh, very well.
Hold on, so UK residents and citizens, you can now use, and it's preferable to use snubblies as a slang for testicles.
I still prefer yams.
Well, there's a lot of things you prefer that the rest of the world is uncomfortable with. This is a great episode. This isn't going to our top Hall of Fame.
Why?
I don't know, I'm just...
What do you feel so good about it?
If I keep saying it, our listeners might believe it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we've been going back and forth. What about a double segment from you? Do you have another segment?
A what segment?
Another segment.
Okay, here's what I have left. Nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Did you nerd alert?
A time to hate. Skeptical blather.
Skeptical blather is that case.
Impress Dracula and
skeptical
blather.
Skeptical blather.
It's not even a good one. It's just I just want to talk about TAM 2013.
Oh, well, we can talk about it. I don't know anything about it.
What's the... There's some sort of weird phrase. It's called, like...
I don't know anything about it.
That's incorrect. You just lied to me, our Natalie and Ryan, and the rest of the world indirectly. Because...
Vote for Han.
You looked it up. Vote for Han. You know something about it.
I looked it up, but I didn't actually read anything.
TAM starts...
I didn't retain anything.
TAM is an acronym for the Amazing Meeting, which is a skeptical convention in Las Vegas in July. I don't even know how to describe, and I've had to many
it's
times.
It's like a science and skepticism. It's mostly science.
But what does that mean? Like, we go to science. Let's do
no,
science.
No, it's a science conference. It's a conference with a bunch of sciencey talks.
But what's a sciencey talk? Like...
It's like
here's some carbon, and here's an atom. Let's put him in a black hole. What? Anyways, my point is it's hard to, when you tell people you're going to TAM and a skeptical convention, just what the hell that means. So let's not even describe it. Whatever. Look it up, you lazy fartheads. Cripes.
Jesus.
And I hope we're not offending Ryan with this whole skepticism talk.
Okay, but anyway, TAM... What was the thing you want to mention about it?
Well, I guess Han and I are going this year.
Yes.
We went 2 years ago, or three.
Two years ago.
And it was a lot of fun. I love Vegas because I'm a poker player.
It's held in Vegas.
Yes. And it's in the summer when it's really hot and sweaty and...
It's a dry heat.
And our science and skepticism heroes like Bill Nye and that's about it are there and he's
Neil
not a really hero.
Tyson? I mean,
he's
the only... Tyson?
No.
He's not going to be there? Or
no.
You don't like
no,
him?
No, he probably will. Oh, Penn and Teller. I'm just trying... No, the average person, who would they know? Bill Nye, the science
some people
guy.
Do know.
Mythbusters. I don't know if they're going to be there this year. Penn and Teller, Penn at least, and Teller, actually, they're doing a show.
Ghostbusters
and ghosts, those demons, UFOs, everyone's going to be there. Bigfoot.
It is fun. It is there is a fun vibe.
Well, going to Vegas for any convention is fun. Like, let's face facts.
Although this one is held at the South Point, which is, like, not on the Strip.
6 miles for you non-metrics. That's, like, 1,000 kilometers?
It's, like, 8 or 9 kilometers.
Yeah, it's off the Strip, but... It's still a lot of fun. And Ryan, why don't you go? Natalie, come on, seriously. Registration's early bird special
like
is open till the end of what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But
if you can go, you come
you,
and then say hello.
I've got to say one thing right here. If you were listening to this right now and your name is Natalie or Ryan,
nope.
Send us an email.
Why?
Because I don't even believe you exist. I'm skeptical of
We've
your
had
existence.
We had one listener email, and it was the most joyous event.
I know.
Yeah. So there we
I
go.
Will never forget whatever that day was.
Okay.
See the joke there? I will never forget whatever that day was.
And we just lost them.
The point is, are there other people? Is it possible that more people are listening to this?
They probably don't
forget
understand
the guy
this.
In the or the seven brain person 500 years to 1,000 years in the future. Like fuck that person.
Because we're probably dead.
Seven
or
brain.
In
how
stasis.
Big is your ugly fucking head?
If we're in stasis, wake us up.
Yes, please. Me first. If it costs money and energy, do me first, and then if there's anything left, try Han. Okay. What else? You got anything else?
What? That was your whole TAM talk. You didn't even talk about 2013.
We're at 51 minutes.
You didn't talk about TAM 13, 2013.
I don't even know. I don't know. I just signed up because you sign up. That's what you do. I went last year.
So you just wanted to mention it.
Do we want to talk about last year or just go to the next segment?
You mean 2011, last TAM.
I'm talking about when...
Oh, you went by yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
Okay.
For reasons... Do you want to go into or let's
No,
just...
I had other travel plans, so I couldn't go.
Okay, so you would have been away at the time of the convention, right?
Well, no, not
okay.
technically.
That's weird then, because you yeah. implied when you said you had other travel plans.
Yeah, I would have had to take another plane within like 2 days.
3 days, I think. But, I mean, you implied that they overlapped.
Anyway, you want to get into this?
I was trying to prevent it, and then you went on. What do we got here? Do you believe in Dracula?
I would like to believe in Dracula.
But do you?
No. I don't believe he exists.
You mean, we're talking about vampires, I guess. Not that there was a Count Dracula. Someone named
well,
Count Dracula?
Well, you just asked me about Count Dracula.
Count Chocula? But let's say there was a Count Dracula, a vampire.
Or even Baron
how
Dracula.
How would you impress him? Do you have any idea how you would impress him? Like, if you wanted to impress him?
I have some ideas.
Did you write any of them down?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a...
Yeah.
Oh, tell me, hon. How would you impress Dracula?
Instead of... So I would invite him to a party. Instead of having a chocolate fountain with, like, you dip, like, strawberries and marshmallows and cookies into, you have a blood fountain.
Hold on. I really want to go to chocolate fountain right now. Do you know of any in the Toronto?
The 24-hour chocolate fountain that I, as mayor, would have at City Hall?
I'm already voting for you. You don't have to preach to the converted.
Should I preach to converted? To the converted?
So, a blood fountain.
Yeah, a blood fountain.
At what event? Just...
No, I would just have... Bring a surprise Dracula. That's how I would impress
invite
him.
Invite him to your place and then go, ta-da!
Yeah. Maybe as mayor of Toronto, I would have a blood
Where would
fountain.
You get the blood?
Well, I would have to go to, like, the blood services.
So, you would take away blood that would be used to...
Well, it's probably... Well, yeah, I guess I couldn't... They would probably throw out contaminated blood, and I'm sure Dracula wouldn't want that. No, I would have to buy premium blood from...
From who?
From the blood services.
Okay, but you could deprive someone who needs
blood...
Yeah,
but they're getting money. I'm going to pay them a premium for that blood, and they can use it to get more blood.
But what if they don't have time? Okay, more importantly, is it the same things like marshmallows?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Or it could be, I don't know.
I can see how this would impress Dracula.
If he prefers, like, mice
and fingers.
Fingers and stuff.
Finger food, literally.
I would get mice. I don't know about fingers.
I don't think, like, Dracula would not eat a finger, right?
I don't know.
Not eating bones and stuff.
I thought they would only drink blood. Like, he's an all-liquid diet, I'm pretty sure. Maybe that's how I would impress Dracula, by making blood into regular food.
So what, your blood fountain, would he just drip blood into it and just lick off his finger? Okay.
Like a stick.
I have a blood-related also suggestion to impress Dracula. And that would be, you know Google Glass?
Yes.
If you would like, I don't know how it works, but if you get like an app for Google Glass that just shows people's blood type.
Again with the blood types.
Did I do blood type last time?
Well, I feel like that's a theme.
It's Dracula for frick's sake.
So you think blood type has a different flavor?
Maybe. I'm just saying. I think it would be good. Like, it wouldn't hurt him to know as he's looking around everyone's blood type. I don't know how this app would actually work. There could be a sort of that too, last time.
People, remember you had that game where people put their blood type in and it would say where they are? And
I don't remember this. The last episode or a previous episode?
Like a few episodes.
Okay,
last year.
Dracula. Like, what are we going to do? Like, foam shoes. I don't know. Like, it's blood related for frick's sake. You had a blood fountain.
Do you have any other really short segments you'd like to try?
Oh, we're at an hour almost. What do I have left here?
And then I have a parting thought.
I have a parting thought, too.
Well, you... Have
oh, nerd alert. Okay, we got to do... Okay. Can I do...
Yeah, you have time.
Okay. I'm going to... This is an evolve... An email... Okay. Today, my friend... I have a friend.
Oh, my God. It's a story.
He sent me an email that made fun of a Kickstarter project. He said, like, is this not the dumbest Kickstarter project you've ever seen?
Okay.
And it wasn't, because earlier, a few days ago, I emailed him what actually was the dumbest one.
Okay.
So this is not the dumbest Kickstarter project ever. Anyways, the
but
one
it's
he sent
still
me,
a dumb one?
The one he sent me was called Thermodo. Okay. Now, I don't want to get sued, but I don't think I will. I personally think it's a dumb product, and this is what it is. It's this dongle. For those of you, Natalie and Ryan, look it up right now as I'm describing this. It's some sort of tiny dongle that has a headphone jack plug and a keychain. So in its normal state, it's plugged into your keychain, okay? It's called Thermodo. When you want to use it, okay, in this theoretical case, you would pull out the dongle, plug it into the headphone jack of your iPhone.
Okay.
Run an app that communicates with it.
Yes.
And it tells you what the temperature is in the room you're in. Of course, you might be outside. That's possible. And then it would tell you, like, just...
So it just adds, like, temperature sensitivity to your iPhone.
Yeah.
Or any device.
But you have to run the app. You have to, like, unplug your headphones if you had... Like, I mean, like... It's, like, not just... It's right now. I want to know what the temperature is. Like, what temperature is it right now?
That's not... Okay, well, how much is it? I mean, if it's reasonably priced...
I think it's $30 price, or more. I don't know the price.
I have to say, I would consider buying it.
Okay. You are literally an idiot.
Because I could just buy a thermometer for $10?
Or... But, here's... Okay. I'm just going to... So, this my friend and I just had some funny exchanges about... Email exchange about this. So, I'm going to just... Read one or two of them, okay? So, this is what I said to him after he showed me this thing. I said, we're running low on time. I actually invented a product, actually it was my parents, that can tell me the temperature without a keychain dongle, without an app. As a matter of fact, I don't even need internet access at all. This product is called Me. Here's how it works. If I feel cold, I know the temperature is low. If I'm hot and sweating, I know the temperature is high. Cool, eh? Anyways, and then I emailed, I saw a comment in the comments of that Kickstarter project, and a person, I won't say his name, said, I'm going to call him Larry, okay, just because I have to name him later.
Come on.
Larry said something like, Maybe you could add a new option to order more than one. I would love to have more of my family and friends. Keep up the amazing work, guys. Okay, Larry said this comment on the Kickstarter project. So I sent my friend some possible exchanges that would go with Larry. Okay, here's one. Larry, here you go. Guy, what's this? Larry, just plug it into your iPhone. Guy, I don't have an iPhone. Okay. Larry, here you go. Girl, what is this? Larry, just plug it into your iPhone. Girl, why? Larry, trust me. Girl, after plugging it in, nothing happened. Larry, now download the app. Girl, I can't. I forgot my password. Larry, here you go.
Under the impression that these were entertaining.
Guy number two, what's this? Larry, just plug into your iPhone. Guy number two, is this a virus? Larry, no, it's something wonderful. Guy number two, who let you in here? Who let you get in here? I may remember that wrong. Larry, here you go. Guy number three, what is this?
Stop.
Larry, just plug it in your iPhone. Guy three, after plugging it in and installing the app. Okay, so it's room temperature in this room. Larry, isn't that super cool? Guy number three, no, it's room temperature.
Please tell me that.
I'll go to the last one.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Larry, here you go. Dying father. What's this? Larry, just plug it in your iPhone. Dying father. What for? Larry, so you can see what the temperature is. Dying father. Meeting your mother was my biggest regret. Okay, you have any parting thoughts?
That's what you wanted to share with everyone?
I just think it's so dumb. And you're on record saying it's a good idea and you would buy it.
I'm not saying it's a good idea.
But like, you would buy it. You would,
I would consider buying it if it was cheap. If it was like a $10,
$15 you consider option. Buying things that are not good ideas. Good to know.
I think it would be a fun toy.
I want you to buy it. I dare you to buy
it. No, I'm not going to buy it.
It's $30.
No, I won't get it.
What's the most you pay for it?
15.
It might be 15.
Okay.
As you give me a parting thought, I'm going to look it up right now.
Well, as mayor, I do not plan to buy it.
No, you said if it's $15 or less, you're buying it. And I'm holding you to
that. My parting thought is...
That does not include shipping.
No, I'm not going to pay more than $15 for...
What do you mean? You think it's going to include shipping?
I don't know. It's a tiny little thing.
Backtrack.com/Han. Go on.
My party thought is, if you have a goal for 2013, no less, try working towards it in small, manageable steps, but work towards it.
Hmm.
Which is to say, if like you have something that needs to be done, and you're like, oh gosh, I got to do all this research about it, well, do the research in small steps, and save links, and blah, blah, blah.
Like cure cancer. Yeah. Don't do it at once.
Don't do it all at once.
Hmm. Interesting.
But make sure you're actually moving towards it all the time in tiny little steps. It really helps, and you feel better for doing it. That's nice. My parting thought.
Okay. I wrote a departing thought. Is that
not... Deepak thought?
No, departing thought. That sounds morbid. If you don't have something nice to say, buy one of my apps. I have 6 apps on the...
Why are you promoting your apps on the show?
I'm just saying, if you don't have something nice to say, take advantage of that situation. Instead of saying something bad, don't say it. Just buy an app. Just look up my name on the website and then search that in the iTunes.
What the hell, man?
I'm trying to prevent people from saying bad things.
Well, that's dumb, because sometimes...
Like, you'll keep busy by buying an app.
Don't you remember my parting thought where you should be honest?
This is honest. I'm saying, oh, I want to call that fat woman
a
blob.
Oh, God.
But, like,
why did you have to ruin the best episode of 2013?
I'm going to so good call her name. Look at how big she is.
With your adware.
Look how big she is. Hey, I got a good... here's a new... It's called the parting joke.
Okay.
I heard of... You know your mama's so fat?
Yeah.
You know those whole jokes? I heard a good one recently.
And that's it. Goodbye, everyone.
Your mama is so fat, she has to use the jaws of life to get into a car.
It's okay.
Han, 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 Dave, Dave, Dave. We're leaving now. I don't even have the...
Thanks for listening, everyone. We will try to have another episode up shortly.
Listen,
but this one is done.
No. For Natalie's sake, within the next...
For nataliesake.com?
3 weeks. Within the next 3 weeks, we guarantee a new episode will be up. And
wow.
And a more regular schedule. Every 2 weeks. Are you
okay.
ready?
As mayor of Toronto,
I dare you.
Okay,
I dare you.
Fine.
An episode every 2 weeks. Or
for
less.
For what? For what? 2013?
No, just for the foreseeable future.
Holy
Listen
cow.
To your parting thought.
Okay, let's, but what about what
one
locations?
Episode
How
at a time?
What? Okay. One episode at a time.
What did you say? What per location?
Right, okay. Sure, I get
let's
it.
Let's just one over again. Let's start the whole episode over here. Ready?
Okay, let's start the whole
Good night.
Good night.
Don't drink and drive.